Okay, so you want to see how justice in Jamaica, the justice system in Jamaica works, how the politicians use the justice system the way they want to use it when it suits their interests. Here goes. There's a case in front of the High Court involving some police officers who were charged with the capital murder. The case is before Justice Glenn Brown. Now, from the offset, the case, the police officers were prejudiced in terms of how the case was presented. It was called the they were it was they were characterized as death squad cops, if my memory serves me correctly. All right, and that basically poisons the jury pool, or any potential jury pool that's gonna be sitting to hear these cases. In fact, even if it's a trial by judge, the judge is gonna be looking at these defendants in a way that is dissimilar to how he or she would look at other defendants, even charged with similar offenses. Because when it comes to law enforcement officers and being accused of murder, the specter of responsibility seem to be different, or culpability seem to be different as regards law enforcement officers, at least in Jamaica. Even when those acts are committed in the lawful execution of their duties and they are somehow charged with abrogating the law or breaking the law, even in the execution of their duties. And so the case was indeed prejudice from the offset. But that's not enough. So enter Delroy Chuck, the so-called Minister of Justice in this country. This a man who I can't stand. And here's why I can't stand Delroy Chuck. He's a hypocrite. Here's a man who represents a garrison community, a community in which operated a certain don. And when police took out that don, he sent condolences to the family of that don. And as a result of that, it seemed like Delroy Chuck has it out for police. But that's separate. Chuck came to the Justice Ministry, and one of the things he said when he came is that he wants all cases tossed off of the docket that has been on the docket for 5 years, including murder cases. Now, for those of you who have followed my blogs, who have followed my work, knows that I have been vehemently arguing against this. Because the whole process of purging cases from the court dockets for the purpose of so-called freeing up the dockets, in and of itself, creates an opportunity to indeed have cases stalled so that they don't have to go to trial. And anybody who understands the legal system and has been involved in the legal system, whether as a lawyer, a police officer, or whatever, understands how this can be done to drag a case on for years, hoping to get to that 5-year cutoff point. And so, Chuck, that is what Chuck wants for our justice system. That's what he's been urging for a justice system. And unfortunately, nobody's been standing up to Delroy Chuck. Now, these. So now, Justice Glenn Brown decided that he wants to hurry up a case, the case involving the police officers. The case has been languishing in the courts for 4 years, right? That's what the Justice Minister said he wanted, right? But the problem is that the government has not paid the lawyers, even though the government committed to helping police officers charged with their legal fees. Now, I don't understand why the government is reneging. Delroy Chuck has said that the 170 million is outrageous and preposterous. Well, legal fees are expensive. It's expensive for lawyers to defend people on murder charges. But it's ironic The very same minister who said he wanted to, you know, clear the court dockets, get rid of cases that have been on the docket too long. And the judge isn't saying that, you know, I just want to throw these out. He's saying, if I want this to speed up, I want them to pay the lawyers so that this case because can be tried. Because these, and for the record, the accused officers are in jail 4 years. 4 years. And this is for those people who talk about bail, and they are in jail, even though they're entitled to the presumption of innocence. Police officers. And we could have a conversation on whether police officers, in the execution of their duties, are entitled to some deference under the law. Because that's the argument that is used to justify turning murderers back onto the streets over and over and over and over and over and over again. And so whether the police officers are guilty or not, he's neither here or there. It's that they are known. There are some nameless guys who are out killing people. They're police officers, agents of the state, who are out doing a job. And there's allegation now that that job was not done within the confines of the law. And so now they have to answer criminally for those, for their actions. So well and good. As the way it's supposed to be. But what is it about these officers? Known people, known agents of the state, that makes them different. Why don't they qualify for bail? So the Minister of Justice is saying, it's outrageous. It's preposterous. We're not going to pay it. And the judge is saying, well, I'm going to toss it. And so Justice Minister Chuck, in his esteemed position, he's saying that this High Court judge, Justice Glenn Brown, is out of order. Not the term, out of order. Out of order is an old colloquial term we usually used by the elites in Jamaica. People that looks like Delroy Chuck. In speaking down or talking down to people that looks like me. And it is that same language that Delroy Chuck is using to describe a high court judge who was acting in the way that he should act, making the statement that he should make in his courtroom. And so the question is, why, if the government is not going to pay these guys, these attorneys, why didn't they say so from the offset? Now, Chuck is now claiming that, oh, we said we would help. We said we would help. But if you say you would help, that leaves the door open for an interpretation that you may not like. What is the cutoff point? How much is enough to defend someone charged with murder? Or is the government reneging on its responsibility now? On its stated responsibility, stated commitment. Because the defendants are police officers. That's the question. We'll come back to this issue another time.